This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolien Marx.
A first story here, the UN Security Council is going to meet over rockets from Hezbollah.
Well, as we speak, the Security Council is meeting. They convened the meeting at 5 o'clock Israel time, which is, you know, 5 o'clock South African time as well. And before the Security Council gathered, Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke about the tunnels, and he's urged the international community to take decisive action against the Shiite group. And at a press conference today at the Knesset, he called Hezbollah's tunnel digging an act of war and accused the Lebanese armed forces of doing nothing to counter those acts. Now, what is quite interesting is that Israel does have the support of both the United States and America, and Russia. And we've also heard from the United Nations UNIFIL forces, which are the interim forces in Lebanon, that they are aware of the tunnels and are quite concerned. And as of about 20 minutes ago, we heard from the Czech Republic, who has also condemned tunnel digging on Israel's border. To date, we have found four tunnels that can reach quite far into the state of Israel. And what is very concerning is not just this violation of sovereign territory, but the but the fact that the intentions of Hezbollah were to tunnel into Israel and not necessarily smuggle arms, but take captive whole towns in the north, which could result in the loss of thousands of thousands of lives. And this is discounting the weapons that Hezbollah does have in its arsenal, rockets that can reach or cover the whole of the country. So in a statement from our envoy, Danny Danone, to the United Nations, he said it is time for the Security Council to employ all its means against the terror infrastructure of Hezbollah, which continues to gain strength under the Lebanese government. And also, listeners will be familiar that the main sponsor of Hezbollah is Iran. Earlier this month, Israel launched Operation Northern Shield, or in Hebrew, Mivtza Magen Tzvoni, which is proposed to take several weeks or months. And this is an effort to find and destroy the tunnels that Hezbollah have been tunneling. This is in direct contradiction of UN Resolution 1701, which was signed after the 2006 Second Lebanon War, and the UN Resolution 1701 calls for all armed groups in Lebanon besides the country's military to withdraw to north of the Litani River.
And that's the very resolution, isn't it, Rolien, that Putin invoked when he warned the Lebanese head of state that the Lebanon would have to clamp down and crack down on Hezbollah and the tunnel digging.
Absolutely, and it's with this in mind that Israel will go to the Security Council and remind the United Nations that this is your sponsored resolution, and this is a violation of not just this resolution, but of Israeli sovereignty. What is interesting to see is Putin taking a marked role in what is happening in the area. It's very interesting to see the jostling for power between Putin and the Trump administration as to who has more sway, who has more influence in this region.
Yeah, well, with two members of the Permanent Security Council in the U.S. and Russia coming down on Israel's side, it does, I guess, it could be cautious, but it bodes well for the future. But staying with the Trump administration, Rolien, you've got a story about outgoing UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who is giving a glimpse into a long-awaited peace plan from that administration.
Well, absolutely. You know, we've been waiting. It's like the longest gestation period in ages for the so-called Israeli-Palestinian peace plan is yet to be unveiled by the Trump administration. We don't know what the peace plan contains. It was meant to be revealed to us last month. We are now almost at the end of December and still no word about the peace plan. However, the remarkable Nikki Haley, who is the outgoing U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, delivered her final speech at the Security Council meeting on yesterday, and she said that it will be different from all previous plans. And where she did not give specific details, she said instead of what we've seen in the past, this plan embraces the reality that things can be done today that were previously unthinkable. I think she could be alluding to the fact that in the past we would not have seen Jerusalem being recognized as Israel's official capital from the by the United States, or the movement of the embassy. Perhaps also alluding to the fact that Australia has recently recognized Jerusalem as the capital, albeit West Jerusalem. And she goes on to say, unlike previous attempts at addressing this conflict, this plan is not just a few pages containing unspecific and unimaginative guidelines. Very interesting term of words, unimaginative. And she says, Israel is a thriving, strong, prosperous country. It has always wanted peace with its neighbors. But Israel will not just make a peace agreement at any price, and nor should it. No UN resolutions, anti-Semitic boycotts, or terrorist threats will ever change that. And she goes on to address the Palestinian people, and she says, just like the Israelis, they are a proud people. They do not need to accept a peace agreement at any price. But the condition of the Palestinians is very different. Economic opportunity, healthcare, and even electricity are all scarce in the Palestinian territories. So it's time we faced a hard truth, and both sides would benefit from a peace agreement.
Well, let us hope that this comes into fruition and quickly. Staying with the U.S. government, Rolene, the U.S. senators, the upper house, has pushed for U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
Well, this is also very, very interesting. And this is in a non-binding bill that was put together by the Republicans, Ted Cruz of Texas and Tom Cotton of Arkansas, if I'm saying that correctly. Resolution was introduced in the Senate yesterday calling for official U.S. recognition of the Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And they go, the bill says Israel's northern border is threatened by Iranian forces and their proxies in Lebanon and Syria, including Hezbollah's 150,000 rockets, drones, and newly discovered terror tunnels and more. Meanwhile, with the Ayatollah's help, the Assad regime is on the verge of securing victory in Syria's civil war. And when he's done with that, he may turn his attention back to threatening the Jewish state. Now, anybody who follows Israeli geopolitics will understand the importance of the Golan Heights, the strategic importance of the Golan Heights to Israel. You know, those who control the highlands in that area have a significant strategic advantage over the region. And it's an imperative that Israel maintains its control over the Golan Heights. The Syrians are well aware of this. The world is well aware of this. It is an area of contention. And U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over this territory would be a huge, huge, significant strategic adjustment and win for Israel indeed. And who knows? Maybe it will even be revealed in the Trump peace plan. Who knows? But don't quote me on it. I'm just purely speculating because we don't know the terms of the Trump peace plan.
Well, this is a low-stakes platform for speculation and prognostication, Rolene. I always say I hate making predictions because I hate being wrong, but, you know, maybe you're better predicting the future. I find it difficult even just to predict the past these days.
Well, can I steal that word?
Prognostication.
Prognostication. Yeah. What a fabulous word.
It's a great word. It's a fancy word. Lots of points on the Scrabble board. Rolene, that's all the time we have today with you. Please come back tomorrow, same time, and I hope you get to beat those bugs. We shouldn't let these pesky microbes keep a good woman down. But until then...
Absolutely. It'll take much more than that.
Much more, thank goodness.